This is Anakarmu with UN News. Agriculture is the backbone of the African economy, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. And combined with the challenges of a growing population, the organization is now joining forces with the African Union to develop a way of mechanizing farming throughout the continent in a sustainable way. More than 75% of farmers in sub-Saharan Africa use only hand tools, and with zero hunger the target by 2025, the UN African Union has pledged to banish the hand hoe. The symbolic act will help the continent to feed itself, allowing farmers to get new equipment that will make the work simpler but also more efficient and attract greater numbers of women and young people to work in the sector, says FAO. FAO's Charlotte Lamas sat down to talk modernization and sustainability with Josefa Sacco, African Union Commissioner for Rural Economy and Agriculture, and Joseph Mpagalile, an agriculture engineer and expert at FAO.
Agriculture sector is the backbone of the African economy. So it is very important because it's a sector that feeds a nation and also provides job opportunity. And the challenges are enormous, because Africa is the part of the world that has the most growing population. So we need to really have a sound policy and strategy to transform our continent.
And so why is there a need for mechanization of agriculture in Africa?
There is a need for mechanization in Africa because we know that our yield is very low comparing to other parts of the world. Africa has the lowest yield per hectare. So we need to improve, we need to modernize agriculture. So if we want to end hunger by 2025, we need to identify what are the pillars that will make this happen. And mechanization is one of the first pillars to attend that objective of 2025 to end hunger and feed African growing nation.
What does mechanization actually look like on the ground for, say, the average farmer?
So mechanization, first of all, is not only the use of tractor. Mechanization involves manufacturing, distribution and operation of tools, implements and machines which farmers could use to make the work simple, to increase the efficiency of their work, and also to increase the effectiveness of their work.
And we're talking about smallholder farmers here, right?
Yes, we're talking about smallholder farmers, and it is applied from production, harvesting of crops, handling of crops after harvesting, all the way to marketing and up to the consumption by the users of the products.
The African Union Commission has pledged to banish the hand hoe, which a lot of farmers still use in Africa, a lot of smallholder farmers. What's behind this pledge?
We know that mostly women, they have a harsh way of working by using handheld hoes. So the former chairperson of the African Union Commission, Dr. Zuma, launched a campaign on confining the handheld hoes and machetes, all these traditional methods of doing agriculture, tools of agriculture, to the museum. I want to drive upon a legacy left by Madame Zuma to launch the first African museum on confining hand hoes to the museum. It will be a symbolic museum that we want to remove all this drudgery on the farming system and modernized by new equipment, mechanized equipment on the continent, because the women suffer a lot with handheld hoes and machetes, you know, and we want to make agriculture sexy to attract the youth and be more profitable and improve our yielding.
Now, you mentioned women a lot in relation to the hand hoe. Why is that? Is it more women that use the hand hoes than men?
Yes, because 60% of labor in agriculture are women. So if we want to empower women, we have to look at to reduce the, you know, the harsh work they do on the farm. That is why we are concentrating more on the women, because those type of work is done by women.
How can mechanization help attract young people to career in agriculture?
So mechanization has a potential, can help the young people to do agriculture in a way that is profitable and to do it in a way that is cool. That means young people can utilize, for example, mobile phones to operate some of the machines that are in the farm. They can use mobile phone to order a small machine to come to their farm and do some operation using their hire services. So this is very, very good. But on top of that, mechanization can help the young people to do agriculture in a way that is not very hard. Because if you do it in a traditional way, then it is really hard and it's a hard work. But through mechanization, the work is simplified, the efficiency is increased, and then more profit is obtained, and that can attract more young people to come back to agriculture.
And so what does it mean to mechanize sustainably? What does that look like? Does that mean clean energy and for tractors or transport? What is sustainable mechanization?
Here we are talking about three main pillars of sustainability, which are commercial sustainability, environmental sustainability, and socio-economical sustainability. Okay. That is what we mean by sustainable mechanization.
And what's needed to roll out mechanization across the continent?
A lot of investment is needed for mechanization because you need to acquire the equipment. And usually the structure of our agriculture is small-scale farmers. 80% of our agriculture is made by those small-scale farmers. So we really need to invest on that and make sure that we have microcredits to give to the youth, you know, for them to mechanize and modernize the agriculture.
It's not new, the idea of mechanization in Africa. What can we learn from past efforts to mechanize agriculture in Africa, and what barriers need to be overcome?
There are a lot of lessons that can inform us as we go forward. For example, in the past, the involvement of the private sector was not really there. Some of the efforts were done by the government. So we are saying as we move forward, the involvement of private sector is very important.
And how do you encourage or incentivize the private sector to get involved?
As we said earlier, agriculture is very important in Africa. If there is profit in the farm, then the private sector will come in. And we are all convinced that if all is done well and mechanization is used in agriculture, productivity will increase, the quality of products will increase, and therefore profits will increase. And that is the biggest incentive that the private sector can see in agriculture